All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you want to jump into the mix here with a question or a comment or whatever you want to do. But I'm going to read this again. Five Capitol Hill technology aides told the Daily Caller News Foundation investigative group that members of Congress have displayed an inexplicable and intense loyalty towards the suspects. Of course they did, because they're being blackmailed. I mean, it makes sense to me. Maybe it doesn't make sense to you. I don't know. But it looks to me like, yes, they're terrified of these people because there's something on. They've got information on these people that is very, very damning, folks. Now, goes on to say, let's see, the baffled aides wonder if the suspects are blackmailing the representative based on the contents of their emails and files to which they've had full access. I don't know what they have, but they have something on someone. It's been months at this point with no arrests, said Pat Sowers, who has managed IT for several House offices for 12 years. He says something is rotten in Denmark. Now, does it now make even more sense that Schultz is threatening the DNC police chief to turn over the laptop? All these events are documented, and they all point to something much deeper, darker, and uglier than just Seth Rich's and Sean Lucas's murders. What I've reported tonight is just the tip of the iceberg in events currently unfolding, and this twit on CNN is trying to convince the world that there's nothing to see here. Why don't you convince Barrington Wiesen, Joker, you twit, that there's nothing to see here? Oh, I forgot. The guy's dead over this. And that's the third one. And how many more are coming? But don't worry about it. CNN says there's nothing to see here, folks, and we're fake news and they're the real news. Let me ask you something, folks. Who do you believe? According to George Webb, what's really happening, as I said, is MENA, Arkansas on an international scale with trafficking thrown into the mix. Now, there can only be one explanation as to why the mainstream media is going out of their way to cover this up. This no longer can be considered as the media being lapdogs for the elite. It is becoming more obvious every day that these people are in collusion with them, which makes them accomplices in federal crimes of impeding a criminal investigation all the way up to including murder. Seth Rich, Sean Lucas, Barrington Wiesen. Pat in Arkansas, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, girl. Go ahead.
I just sent a couple of emails to you, one of them from American Free Press, regarding Tom Cotton attending the Bilderberg meeting, and then one of them, a video of him on C-SPAN acting rough and tough, and you know, this guy's from Arkansas, and I don't know about him. He wears his time in Afghanistan like he's wearing the crown jewels. And, you know, I think he's forgotten his country. But I was just wondering, you know, if you all could find out maybe what he was doing at the Bilderberg meeting, why he was important to him.
Well, I can dig that out. I can't do it tonight while I'm on the air, but I'll take a look at it, Pat. As you know, I always do. I will do that. I'll do it tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, he's a junior senator, and I guess he got $1 million campaign contribution from Israel. And I don't know. I think the guy's completely wacko. And I guess a lot of Arkansas voters didn't agree with me, but that article from American Free Press said that they contacted the newspaper and they had no comment about his role there, and the office didn't either. But I didn't mean right now, but, you know, I was a little bit curious about why he was important to the Bilderberg people.
Well, he's got to be worth some major bucks or he wouldn't get in there to begin with. So, as again,
it's
I can't...
By invitation only, he has something they want.
Right.
I'll let
exactly.
you go, okay?
All right, thanks, Pat. I appreciate the call. Yeah, and I will look into that. I can't do it tonight, obviously, but I'll look at it as soon as I get a chance. But let's see, what have I got here? Okay, lines are clear. Yeah, again, lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. But As I said, you know, there's only one explanation as to why the mainstream media is going out of their way to cover this up, as because they're no longer just lapdogs. They're in collusion, which makes them accomplices in federal crimes, impeding a criminal investigation, and also all the way up to and including murder. Somebody murdered this guy down in Florida, right in Debbie Wasserman Schultz's own district. Okay, this is huge, folks. This isn't, according to George Webb, and again, I don't know how credible he is. I haven't looked at him that closely yet. But according, you know, this is huge. He calls it MENA, Arkansas on an international scale, and it very well may be. Now, I'm going to get to another article here regarding this topic. And let's see. Well, I don't know whether I'm going to get to the fake side of the coin tonight or not. but it goes, this is, hold on a minute, this is Luke Rosiak. He's an investigative reporter out of the Daily Caller, and he's saying, is that the same one I read? I don't think so. Hold on a second. Yeah, this is the same one. He says the congressional technology aides are baffled about this whole thing, and, you know, even though all this stuff has been taken, the Congress people are being really nice to those people, even though they've split to Pakistan. And they won't tell the police anything. And the police have a computer, and they won't give it back to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And this guy dies in Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district the day before she calls into the law firm and disguises her voice. I mean, how fishy does that smell, folks? Okay, let's shift gears here. Let's see. I already did that. Okay, yeah, the Podesta brothers. Well, I already covered that. The Podesta brothers are tied in with this. They're tied in with the doctor who oversaw the Seth Rich incident report. Oh, and then you've got the fact on the police report that three of the five officers that were on the scene were wearing body cams, yet they claim that all of the footage from the body cams, three different officers, have been lost. How stinky does it get? Now, coming up this month, and I think it might have started today or tomorrow, it looks like James Comey is going to testify. Donald Trump is not going to block it. But James Comey, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong here, folks. I could be, but I'm getting this stuff third hand. Comey's going to testify, but he's not going to testify for any of the congressional investigations. He's only going to testify in the Senate investigation in front of Robert Mueller. And Robert Mueller and James Comey go back a long, long way, all the way into, I believe it was, and I think I uncovered this the other day, the impeachment proceedings against Bill Clinton when there was a female that was in charge of it. She was a federal prosecutor, and she was replaced by guess who? James Comey. And we all know where that impeachment process went, don't we? Anyway, that's coming up on a show either tomorrow or Wednesday, I believe. I'll get into that. But going back into this, and I reported on this here the other day, but this is big because this Democrat out of California, this Adam Schiff character, is jumping up and down, doing a song and dance or whatever, because he doesn't want certain people to testify in the hearings. And some of those certain people are Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, and Craig, I believe his name is Craig Carter. Now, from the information that I'm getting, and I got this information via Roger Stone's mouth, not for a direct phone call with him, but back a few months ago, two, three months ago, when I was listening to Jones, and he would have Roger on his show. And they were both chomping at the bit to testify. Now, Roger Stone, I can understand why he would be, because he was part and parcel to it, and this Adam Schiff guy is trying to keep Roger Stone from testifying, obviously because he doesn't want to hear what Roger Stone has to say, because Roger Stone could kill the whole investigation. That's why he doesn't want Roger Stone testifying. But there's something to this, folks, because there's a clip that John put up today regarding this issue of Adam Schiff and the fact, now it's only a minute 9 seconds long, but in this clip, Roger Stone is just finishing saying something to Alex Jones, And Alex Jones just absolutely loses it on the air. And I mean, it's bad. So if you go in and watch that clip, I want to warn you, the language is very, very bad. But it's over this Adam Schiff thing, and it has to be over the fact that Adam Schiff is blocking Roger Stone from testifying, and or he won't let Alex Jones testify, which I don't know any reason why they would want Alex Jones to testify anyway. But that being said, boy, my computer's acting up. I can't pull anything up on the screen right now. But anyway, that's the story to that. So these investigations are either starting up shortly, or they're getting ready to start. And what's sickening about this whole thing, folks, is this whole issue is nothing more than a dog and pony show. It's an illusion. It's a facade. Remember when I talked last week about illusions and facades? This is all a big nothing burger. There's nothing to this. This is all manufactured. They have zero evidence. They have absolutely nothing. And on the flip side of the coin, the issue that will blow the heck out of all of this, and these Democrats are running around, you know, Maxine Waters, Donna Brazile, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Chuckie Schumer, all these people are running around like crazed lunatics regarding all this evidence that they're trying to bury, which is real news, you twit on CNN, as opposed to this whole fake charade that they're trying to put up and get the public to believe. So, yes, the Democrats are blocking the key witness interviews, and I reported on this, it just came up on my screen, I'm going to report it again. They're blocking the key witness interviews in the House Intelligence Committee's investigation into the Russia election meddling. Now, that was reported by Politico, and the House panel was set to interview 10 witnesses this month, but has put them on hold. After the committee's top Democrat, this Adam Schiff guy, who's the guy that Alex Jones went off on today, or actually I think it was yesterday. Let's see, what is today, Monday? Maybe it was Friday. He objected. The Democrat from California objected, according to Politico, which cited two unnamed sources. Now, a third source told the outlet the panel was not yet ready to conduct the interviews since some of the witnesses have not complied with the request for documents. Now, I don't know what that means exactly. Some of the witnesses have not complied with requests for documents. I don't know what kind of documents that they're requesting. It may be documents that are they requesting them, or are they subpoenaing them? Or it could be documents that they're asking them to fill out, sort of like a deposition before they testify. I'm not clear on that one yet. But the interviews would have included former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor, Carter Page is his number. I was thinking his name was Craig Carter, but it's Carter Page, and the longtime Trump confidant, Roger Stone. Now, evidently, according to and I didn't catch Stone. I just caught a few words of him before Alex went off. But, it has to be about this issue. Both of them have said that they are eager to testify, along with former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Meanwhile, remember Devin Nunes? That was the guy that, you know, went and reported this information to Donald Trump, and he supposedly violated some protocols or something, and they asked him to step down. But meanwhile, the panel's chairman, Representative Devin Nunes of California, and Schiff are embroiled in a public brawl over this probe. And Schiff, on Thursday, last Thursday, blasted Nunes for continuing to hold power over the investigation's subpoenas, despite pledging nearly 2 months ago to step aside. So, that's interesting. Now, why would Nunes be still holding power over the subpoenas, despite pledging nearly 2 months? Okay, and Nunes responded on Twitter, sniping, "Seeing a lot of fake news from media elites and others who have no interest in violation of American civil liberties via the unmaskings." The president got into a fight Wednesday with a pair of tweets. So, Donald Trump tweets out, he says, "So now it is reported that the Democrats who have excoriated Carter Page about Russia don't want him to testify." And it says he blows away their testimony, probably. So, okay, so I got that right. I hadn't read that tweet yet. Then Donald Trump goes on to say, the case against him and now, I'm sorry, that's the same tweet. Let me reread this, folks. "So now it is reported that the Democrats who have excoriated Carter Page about Russia don't want him to testify. He blows away their case against him and now wants to clear his name by showing the false or misleading testimony by James Comey, John Brennan," and then he ends it by saying, "witch hunt." And he's right, it is. And I have had occasion to be in a witch hunt myself many years ago. I'm not going to go into that tonight. but I understand exactly where they're coming from. This is indeed a witch hunt, but it's also an illusion, folks, because they're doing everything they can do, and I know you know this, I'm kind of venting right now, the Democrats are doing everything they can do to cover up what I'm reporting on this side of the coin, because it blows their whole situation. And when this twit, boob, libtard, redheaded, you know, carrot top bonehead gets on CNN and says there's nothing to see here, that's a slap in the face to all of us who have two brain cells to rub together. Then you have to ask yourself, what, you know, are they putting this guy up there deliberately instead of somebody like Wolf Blitzer or Anderson Cooper, somebody that, you know, at least for the dumbed down Americans, they have some sense of integrity or credibility according to the perception of the dumbed down mesmerized public. Okay, but this guy gets up there and is trying to play on the same ball field as Sean Hannity and others who have been in the business for 20, 30 years, and this guy looks like he just stepped out of college, you know, or maybe didn't even graduate. This kid couldn't be more than 22, 23 years old. So the reason that they put him up there, and this is the kind of stuff that goes through my mind, folks. The reason they put him up there is it to just, you know, slap us, the enlightened ones, in the face once again? And say, look at this, we're going to put this libtard up here that speaks a whole bunch of gobbledygook, which makes no sense at all. Call your news fake news, our news real news, and the public's going to buy it, and you guys all know he's full of it, okay? But we can do it because we can get away with it. Is that what they're doing? I don't know. But when I watched that clip, I'll tell you, I was incensed by it. I was insulted by it. I was incensed by it. And I just had to shake my head at it. But getting back to this. So the majority, I'm ranting here, folks. Sorry about that. The majority and the witnesses are ready to go, one source told Politico, but the minority continues to object, claiming that they aren't ready. Now, who is that minority? The minority of the guys that want to go, that are being blocked by Schiff, are ready. They're chomping at the bit to go. So this has to be the guys that aren't ready must be the Democrats that are still trying to get their story straight. I'm just assuming here. I could be wrong, but that's what it sounds like to me. Another source told the outlet Schiff and Representative Mike Conaway, a Republican from Texas, who's leading the investigation, after Nunez's decision to step aside, had agreed not to conduct witness interviews until after they responded to the committee's request for documents. And again, I have to go back to ask the same question. What documents are they talking about? If you go in and you start digging into this facade, you know, they're really, I mean, are we talking about documents like, you know, the memos when Trump had dinner with Comey, ha ha ha, right? Which is why Comey won't testify with anybody. Unless it's under, he's only going to testify in front of Mueller because him and Mueller are good friends. They get together, okay, and they script themselves out. And so Mueller and Comey are getting together to find out exactly what questions to ask Comey so Comey can answer just the right way so it looks really good, you know, to the public. And then if anything comes up that is questionable, they say, well, we have to handle that in a private session, just like they did with the Iran-Contra hearing, okay? That's because that's what they do. So, let's see. Stone told Politico the House panel offered him a chance to testify privately with two members of each party president, but he wants... Oh, wait a minute. Let me read that again. Roger Stone told Politico the House panel offered him a chance to testify privately with two members of each party president, but he said no. He wants a public session. You know, and all of these... All these little cockroaches, you know, the ones like Oliver North and Comey and all these guys step up to the plate and they start asking, you know, even slightly sensitive questions. And they say, well, this has to be handled in a private session. But on the flip side of that coin, Roger Stone's going, no, I don't want a private session. I want it public. And they don't want to do that. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're back. The American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. You know, I'm sitting here during the break. I'm laughing about this because obviously, you know, we know it's a dog and a pony show. We know it's an illusion. Okay, we know it's all conjured up nonsense. It's a nothing burger, right? But the Democrats are dragging their feet about testifying because they're not quite ready yet. They're not ready because they don't have any evidence. They have to make it up. And they have to make it up in such a way that it's believable and have some kind of documentation, which they don't have yet, all right, to bring forth to show them something. So I'm going to make a prediction and say, you know what, they're going to delay this a little bit longer and hope something happens. On the flip side of the coin, they're saying, we'll interview two members of each side of the committee. We'll interview Roger Stone in private, okay? And Roger Stone says, no. He says, they're going to interview me in public in front of the American people, and they don't want to do that. I mean, you would have to be a mind-numb, lobotomized robot to believe any of this stuff. I mean, to actually believe, you know, what they're trying to pull here. And I sit back and I look at this and I ask myself, you know, I mean, I guess I'm speaking of you guys too, but how come I feel like I'm the only one that can see this stuff? You know, and then we go back to this tweet at the beginning of the show that's telling us there's nothing to see here, folks. You know, just go ahead, go on down the road. It's a conspiracy theory. It's fake news. There's nothing here. When a federal prosecutor in Florida just got popped off last week, but there's still nothing to see here. Give me a call. I want to hear. You know, am I wrong? Am I fake news? Are they real news? What's going on here? You know, what's that song? I remember when I lost my mind. You I'm sitting there scratching my head going, am I losing it or is the rest of the world losing it? 800-313-9443. I got to get off of this because I'm serious. I'm gonna start falling off my chair in a few minutes because these people are laughable, folks. But, you know, what's sad about this whole thing is it's laughable, but it's so serious because they are trying to not only impeach this president, but they're trying to indict this president for some non-existent crime. I mean, this is serious, you know. I mean, I don't understand why Donald Trump doesn't just come out, you know, and he's got to know. Well, he does. He obviously knows what's going on, you know. So has he got enough of a swim in the swamp to figure out that you just can't do that? You have, it's like a chess. I think it's like a three-level chess, isn't it? You know, you gotta. Make sure that every move that you make is very precisely calculated, you know, because one false move and you're going to sink in the quicksand of the swamp. I don't know, but I'll tell you what, when I get back from the break, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I'd like your thoughts on this because I'll tell you what, I'm going to shift gears, folks. I'm going to get off this subject because every time I get into it, the deeper I go, the deeper it gets, the uglier it gets, the more convoluted it gets. And when I touched on George Webb the other day, I was looking at rabbit holes this guy's going down, and I said, you know what, I don't even know that I want to go there because it is so complex and so intense. And when he said that this is MENA, Arkansas on an international level, and I was looking at just the tip of the iceberg as to what he was talking about, I'm saying, oh my God, this would indeed bring the entire government down because, you know, rumor has it that there's a third of the entire government that's involved in this. You know, I don't know. I don't know what the numbers are, but there's got to be quite a few. Let's go to Frank in Winnipeg. Frank, you're on with Mike. How you doing?
Good. A few things. You got to check into the Dr. Sava thing. Apparently he has 6 or 7 aliases, and one of them is the same as the girl, Fentutis, or whatever you said it was. And okay, he goes all the way back to Kosovo, the Yugoslavian deal. He's directly tied into the Clintons in organ harvesting and different things like that.
Where did you get this information from, Frank?
George Webb.
Oh, okay. Well, but that's what I'm talking about, is that, you know,
it all ties into Haiti and back and forth. These people are devils.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. But see, here's the thing, is that, you know, I got caught up in going down that rabbit hole, and I had to crawl out.
Because I know it. Scarier than hell.
Yeah, it gets so deep in there. I could stay in there for days looking around and uncovering all kinds of this stuff. So I thought I would just touch on what was the most pertinent, you know, which
exactly.
is this, yeah, this federal prosecutor's exactly. death. That's a big issue. Debbie Wasserman Schultz calling in.
The other important thing is that you're forgetting about. Remember, Seth Rich left the bar at 119, and he was killed at 419.
All right, hold on, Frank. Let me address that when you get back. Go into a break. Be back in 3 or 4, something like that. I'll be right back. Stay there, Frank.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I'm on the line with Frank in Winnipeg. Frank, you'd mentioned that, you know, that he left the bar at 1:15 in the morning and he was shot. According to the police report, which I've got here, they arrived, it was 4:20 in the morning. But originally, Frank, the police, the mainstream media was reporting he left at 1:15 p.m. That's a report I heard. But then, excuse me, a.m. A.M. I'm excuse me. But then they've since changed that now. And you see, what they do is they change it later on to try to fit the narrative. When anything comes out that is against what their narrative is, then they change things around.
Because what George Webb was reporting is that this guy was actually kidnapped by the CIA as he left the bar and was driven to a stripper club somewhere not too far away, because and he went to that exact bar and scoped it out and walked. He said if this guy walked towards where he was going, supposedly to his place, he would have walked by literally dozens of cameras.
Well, here's a question. All right,
building surveillance, and there's
right. And I've looked at reports online that, you know, the people were reporting the surveillance camera and given the maps and the whole nine yards, and there was nothing. Okay, but so here's my question: it supposedly left at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then, you know, he lives about 9 miles away from there, from what I understand. So why, first of all, why would the guy be walking to begin with? Okay, why wouldn't he take a cab? Or why didn't he drive his car? Nobody Uber. Is going to. What's
He's
that?
He's going to take an Uber.
Well, that's my point. Nobody's going to walk 9 miles at 1:15 in the morning. Why would
Unless
he do that?
They were taken by somebody against their will to somewhere to be interrogated under drugs. And then they were brought back to the bar, literally shoved out of the car. Remember, he had abrasions on his hands and his knees.
Yes. Yes.
And then
go ahead.
That car goes, and another one comes behind with the shooters, and boom, boom. And apparently one of the bullets is an FBI bullet. And it just so happens an hour before the shooting, an FBI SUV in that same area.
All right, let me stop you. Let me stop you right there. And here's where I've got a problem with that story, is that I saw the police report on that, and according to the timeline on that police report, that car was broken into at 6:35 a.m. in the morning after the event.
Yeah, but you could change any time that you want. The original report was an hour before the shooting in the same vicinity. And it was called in, apparently, that this SUV was broken into and a 22 Glock and a rifle, an M4, were taken.
Well, here's the curious part, is that the original bar owner... Didn't they interview the original bar owner that said he left at 1:15?
That's what they said.
Okay. But
Webb reported that this guy wasn't in the bar that night. He was next door in a restaurant establishment.
Okay.
So I don't know.
All right.
More bizarre as you keep going. Like you say, the rabbit hole gets so crazy, you have to get out.
Well, here's the issue I have, and there's nothing against George Webb. I mean, obviously, he's done some deep digging, but there's...
I was worried when I heard the Mossad statement.
Right
then and there, I said, uh-oh.
Well, yeah, but he's talking about... Did you see that tape where it was the old Mossad versus the new Mossad?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so you know what I'm talking about. So,
absolutely. And I agree 100% with you.
Right, I mean, by deception, we shall make war. Okay,
exactly.
So if this guy's in the Mossad, is he possibly misinformation or disinformation agent?
Well,
you know,
so is the CIA. By this way, we lie.
Well,
everything
yeah.
we say is a lie.
Right. So
they're
all
liars.
Well, no, I took a couple of snippets, the stuff that I could prove, like that.
Yeah.
You know, Barrington Wiesen it, and I reported that tonight. Some of this stuff I didn't report because I can't prove it. And so some of these rabbit holes he's taken us down sound like it could be disinformation. I don't know, but I don't want to go there. You know, I'm just trying to report on, I'm trying to report on what the facts are. And the facts are that the reporting mainstream media from the time he left the bar and the police report don't match up. So they've ultimately changed that. But I will tell you that this 4chan guy that reported that he was on the floor of the hospital that night, that not only makes sense in the medical terminology, but it was also verified that medical terminology by one of the sub-hosts on this network that is a nurse. And he said all of the information in there. Yeah, Steve.
I heard that show.
Yeah, so that looks like that is correct. And
right.
He said that this guy was alive for about 8 hours. Now,
exactly.
We don't even...
And look into the doctor that was treating him. Sava.
I'm afraid to.
He's got the 6 or 7 aliases that go all the way back to the Clintons in the Kosovo, the Yugoslavia war, with organ harvesting and all kinds of...
But again, Frank, you're getting this information from George Webb. I see him and he comes on the air and he's talking through the microphone and he's doing all this stuff, but I don't see any documentation to prove what he's saying. Do you?
You have a point. You do have a point. But there is one thing that's true, that the other guy that's supposed to testify with Roger Stone, what's his name, Craig?
Craig Carter? Or no,
yeah.
I don't know what his name is.
However
yeah,
his name goes, Ash Carter, no, it's not Ash Carter, but whatever Carter, there was a Carter in the Ukraine, or wherever it was. But, like this Carter has said, check my passport, there should be a stamp. There is no stamp. They're mixing me up with somebody else.
Okay.
That's why they want to delay him from testifying, because he'll walk in with his passport and go,
I remember that now. Okay, all right, listen,
okay,
I got to let you
go. Guys, if I was there, where's the stamp in my passport?
Right, I got you. I got to let you go, man. I got other callers, so
okay.
I got to let you go. But thanks.
Have
I appreciate you calling.
Keep going.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I know what happened to Seth Rich.
Okay, where's your documents?
Well, of course there's not going to be any.
Oh, all right.
This is too deep. Lee Harvey Oswald, do you remember he had a kid? Well, his kid came back working for our government underground. And after he killed JFK's kid, he is paid to take out Seth Rich.
Okay, wait, back up a minute. You're saying that Oswald's kid killed Kennedy's kid?
First he did, yeah. That was his first job. And then he took out Seth. I'm making as much sense as anybody else, okay?
I am not pointing a finger at you. I'm just trying to disseminate what you're telling me, Joel. Don't get defensive with me, okay?
I'm not. I'm just...
Okay, all right.
You're not getting it. It's bull crap. I'm telling you bull crap. And it's supposed to be funny, but...
Wait a minute. Which part's bull crap?
All of it. Everything I said is bull crap, and everything you've heard about Seth Rich is bull crap, because that's why nobody can make any sense out of it.
Okay, what you're saying is what I'm reporting here is bull crap? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you're getting your information from people that you can't trust. That's what I'm saying.
Are you saying that Barrington Wiesenet didn't get offed last week? You're saying he didn't die last week?
I'm talking about the Seth Rich story.
I know. So am I.
All right.
Okay. I have a copy of the police reports in front of me. Are you saying the police reports are false?
Would that be the first time if they were?
Look, all I'm doing is going by stuff that is documented. If it's a lie, it's not me that's lying. I'm just going off what I'm looking at, partner. You know, so,
I'm not accusing you. I'm not accusing you of lying.
Okay.
I'm just pointing out the absurdity of the whole thing.
Okay. With that, I agree with you. Now, let me ask you this, Joel. Okay.
Sure.
The absurdity of this whole thing, and all of us out there, $330,000 reward, which I'm not trying to get a reward out of it, but all of these other people that are on there trying to piece this whole thing together and make sense out of it, and the reason that they are is because they can't get any sense whatsoever out of the mainstream news. They can't trust them for anything. But on the flip side of that coin, okay, we've got the mainstream news that is concocting this zero burger investigation on Donald Trump and collusion with the Russians, and they hacked into the campaign and all this crap. Okay, which one's worse? Which one's worse, Joel?
They're both the same. It's the same. It's bull crap. And it keeps the people busy trying to figure it out. Did you ever see the movie Inside Man?
No, but I'm writing it down as we speak.
Good.
All right. And
you won't know what's going on all the way through the show. And you probably won't at the end. You might have to watch it twice.
Who's in it? Is it a newer or an older movie, Joel?
It's an older one. Definitely older one.
Okay, but is it like a... Go ahead.
It's the same guy that played in that one about international banking where he says the purpose, they're investigating money, and the guy from the bank says, no, the reason is to get everybody in debt. What was that show?
Oh, God, I don't know. It really doesn't matter. I'll pull it up on YouTube and see if it's on there. Is that where you watched it? Did you watch it on YouTube or Netflix?
I watched it a long time ago when we rented a DVD.
Oh. Okay. Well, no, if it's on YouTube, I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah. Inside Man. I highly recommend that one. But you watch the tactics that they use. They make things up, and while everybody's scrambling trying to figure out what's going on, in all that confusion, they're getting what they want done. And that's what I think our whole world is.
Okay, and I will agree with you on that, but here's the problem. The problem is this kid really is dead. So is Sean Lucas. So is Barrington Wiesenen. Okay, these people are really dead, and somebody killed them. All right, and so you can't blame any of these. I don't blame any of these people for trying to get answers to it. I'm just wired that way. You know, I'm just a curious guy. I went to investigator school. I got a certificate in investigation. You know, I don't know whether I told this story or not. And then I got the cart ahead of the horse because when I started investigating, when I started contacting these, you know, investigation firms here in the Valley in Arizona, I found out that you had to do a 3-year internship to get licensed, if you will. And they wanted me to be peeking in people's windows at night for $8 an hour. And I told them to get screwed. So I thought I'd take my certificate and use it for something a little more worthwhile, you know. So, you know, that's the extent. And really, I can't say that what I learned in investigator school was any, you know, better than some of these people have learned on their own, you know. You know, it's a plaque to hang on the wall. That's about all it is. But anyway.
I have a question for you then.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's say you were the best investigator in the world. I'm not saying you are, I'm not saying you're not, okay?
Well, I'm saying I'm not.
There is one somewhere, though, right? So let's say there's the best investigator in the world. And they give him a case, a made-up bullcrap case, and tell him to figure it out. What are the chances of the best investigator in the world ever figuring out?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why it's quite possible that we'll never figure this out. Is because the DC Police Department and the FBI and the DNC are in on this. Okay. So they're burying evidence. So we're never going to figure it out as long as they continue to do that. They bury the webcams. What's that?
Yeah. And if they have the power to bury evidence, they have the power to make it up too, don't they?
Well, yes, but what I'm saying is this, you know, what you're saying is this is all bullcrap. You're saying basically it doesn't exist. It does exist, Joel. I'm saying that the reason that we may never get to the bottom of it is because the police department or the FBI one has Seth Rich's laptop. We know that, okay? They have the body cams from the police officers. Or, you know, they say, well, we lost them. Well, they were somewhere because we know they had body cams. It was on the police report that they did. Okay, so that evidence is gone. And obviously, it didn't just disappear by accident, you know? And this whole investigation, the report about the bar and, you know, George Webb said he was kidnapped. And that could be. I don't know, you know? Okay. But I just find it interesting that this kid lived 9 miles away from the bar. Why would he walk home? That would be stupid. You know, you're not gonna be in a bar, have 4 or 5 drinks, and then walk home. What?
Or they might just feed you that. You know, you don't even know if that's true.
We don't know if anything's true, Joel.
Really. That's exactly right. Can Michael Herzog prove to anyone that there really was a Seth Rich? Can you prove that?
Joel, I don't want to go down that road because I touched on that when I was on John's show last week. You know, I mean, it was you, wasn't it? When you that called in? Okay, it was you. And I was defending you. And I got ostracized.
You were,
I was ostracized by John. You know, don't even go down that rabbit hole, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, you know, the bottom line is I don't want to go there. All I'm doing is the best that I can do to do a show, to find out what I can find out, to touch on the things that I can verify. You know, and beyond that, there's really nothing I can do but sit in my seat and do that. I'm not going to go to Washington, D.C. and try to check this out. I might wind up dead. You know, so
I'm not picking on you, okay? I'm just pointing out the absurdity.
Well, you shouldn't, because I stuck up for you last week, man.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, anything else we want to add?
Well, you know, remember that Malaysia flight? I forget what number it was with...
MH-70 or MH-17?
Yeah, I think it was 70, and it had... we heard about it about 500 times, you know, on the news, and it went on for 3 months. And then... They never found it, did they?
I don't think so.
No. See, if there wasn't one in the first place, how could you possibly find it? But they kept a lot of people busy looking for it. None of that made sense either.
Well, and they spent a lot of money looking for it as well. But there was a flight record of that particular flight that went from wherever it was to wherever it was, and it did, you know, get lost. Now maybe they made that all up. I don't know. You know,
there's police reports telling you about the body cams of the officers too. And if if there really was and they got rid of them, you can't find them. But if that's all made up, you'll never find them.
Well, okay. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to just resign, crawl into the bed, and not come out?
No. No, I want you to keep going. I just wanted to get my...
And I'm sure, a lot of people probably find humor in what I'm doing because I'm over the top. I'm like a dog with a bone. I go down a rabbit hole in this stuff, and sometimes I can't even come out. Sometimes I'm up all night doing this stuff, and I wake up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon going, what am I doing here? But I don't know. It's, in a way, it's fun. Let's put it this way. Over my tenure on the radio, I have had my share of victories, and I can probably count them on one hand, the major victories that I've had. But it makes it all worthwhile, to this day, Susan Lindauer, gives me credit for ultimately having her charges dropped and getting her out of jail. All right, she's going to give me credit, I'll take credit for it. I take credit for getting Sun Valley Group in Phoenix, Arizona, in the valley here shut down, okay, because of the investigative work I did. So you can count on a handful of things, the amount of stuff I did. But it makes it all worthwhile, because every once in a while, Joel, I crack one, okay. Not saying I'll crack this one, but, who knows.
And I wish you well, but I appreciate that you let me get my 2 cents worth in.
You're always, I'm not like John. When you throw something out at me, I'm going to entertain it, no matter how ridiculous it might sound. As you know, John doesn't. John until you're nuts. But at least I'll go there.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Anyway, well, thanks for the call. Anything else you want to add?
Nope, that's it.
All right, thanks, Joel.
Okay,
yeah. No. Okay. So the question is, what do you do? You sit here, you go down the rabbit hole, you see all of this stuff happening. These people are really dead. Think about it for a moment, folks. You're dead. That's a major issue. You're not coming back unless you're reincarnated into somebody else, right? Another show for another day, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I should go on George Norrie with that one. I don't know. But anyway, you go down the rabbit hole and you explore all the options. And it's kind of like Occam's razor, right? The simplest explanation is usually the right one. Isn't that the way it goes? Or is that Murphy's Law? No, that's right. That's the way it goes. But in this case, and, Joel could very well be right. They could be throwing all of this stuff out here just to confuse us. George Webb does a lot of investigation. I watched a couple clips on this guy. And I tell you what, he's confusing as heck. So, if these people, if George Webb is a disinformation artist, he's a really good one. Okay, because I watched one clip of him where he's talking about this international thing, like MENA, Arkansas, and they're going here and they're going there and they're delivering this stuff. And, it was confusing as heck. And, it's almost like playing a shell game. You spin those shells around with the pea underneath it so many times, and eventually you're going to forget which one the shell is under unless you're really quick. And as I get older, I'm not as quick as I used to be. I used to be real quick. But I watched George Webb go through this whole shenanigan about delivering, drugs over to this country and that country and buying diamonds and doing all this stuff. And I'm scratching my head going, is this guy for real? I don't know. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying that when I talked about him with this Liz Croken girl that worked for WorldNet Daily, that is now fired from WorldNet Daily, or she quit. I think she was fired. Where Jerome Corsi works for WorldNet Daily, and Jerome Corsi and George Webb and this Jason Goodman are all hooking up in Washington, D.C. Something just doesn't quite smell right to me about that. I don't know what it is. I could be wrong. I don't know. I was wrong once. It was about 9 years ago. No, I'm just kidding. I can be wrong, just like all of us can be wrong. But the bottom line is we're just looking for truth and we're looking for answers. And here's the scary part, folks, is that, for years, we grew up, and I probably speak for a lot of us, we grew up watching TV. We believe what they said on the news. I did up until about 10, 11, about 12 years ago, and that's the only avenue we had. And then when the bombshell is dropped on us and we realize that, everything that they tell you is a lie, and the CIA is behind it going, we're not going to be happy until everything that the people believe that comes out of mainstream media is a lie. Well, when you come to that realization, you shift gears and go, at least I did, you shift gears and go into a completely different world. And if you can't get the information from them, where are you going to get it from? You know, it's just like, and I'm going to report on this tomorrow night, by the way. You know, it's just like with this Dennis Montgomery thing. And, you know, he testified in front of the FBI for 3 hours regarding this, the computer hacks and what the NSA and the CIA was doing and the surveillance on Trump. And Comey buried that information. Okay, if you can't trust the FBI, if you can't trust the DC police, if you can't trust your local police department, and you have something that is necessary, that a crime that needs to be solved, who do you take it to? That's the problem that we have in this arena in which we live, which I reported at the beginning of the show. You know, the biblical thing about, you know, there'll be a great deception towards the end times. That's somewhere in the Bible. I forgot what passage it was. But when you start thinking about this stuff, you know, and you're going, okay, all right, well, there was a murder, but the police department, the people that are supposed to be investigating, are covered up. And then Joel calls in and said, well, was there really a murder? I don't know. Well, I do know if I'm on John's show. If I'm on my show, then I, yes, there was a murder, okay? Or maybe not. See how, you know, it just makes you want to go have one of those, what do you call it, John, some kind of whiskey. I can't remember. Gentleman Jack, there you go, Mike. Why don't you just pour a big glass of Gentleman Jack, crawl under the bed, and not come out until tomorrow, you know? So anyway, I'm just rattling on, wasting time here, folks. But, you know, the job is fun, and I'm hoping against hope that, you know, we kick into phase two of this pledge drive thing and we keep this going, because I'll tell you what, this is a RBN is a beacon of light. It's a beacon of light out there in a wilderness of darkness. So pick up the phone, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Talk to Mike and make a donation. If you want to keep hearing this stuff come out of my face, all right, the airwaves need to continue to be open here. Otherwise, you might wake up some day and or some night and tune into my show and nobody will be there. And you'd miss me too, wouldn't you, folks? I'd miss you. You know, we're loved on both ends. No. All right, it's getting syrupy in here. Let's see. Okay. So... Well, I guess I don't have to go in. I was going to go into my buddy Black Listed News, Doug Owens' site, and I just pick out some. I saw one of them in here that says that they actually tested they tested something on us in San Francisco back in the 50s. That I lived in the Bay Area in the 50s. I was going to read that, but I'm out of time, so I can't. And now looks like he just posted a bunch of other stuff, so I lost that article as well. Let's see. There you go. Hidden history. Military tested germ warfare on San Francisco and other major cities back in the 50s. Well, I was there in the 50s, okay? I wonder if I was breathing in germs and that's what made me this way. I don't know, but I hear the music. Stay out of trouble, folks. I'll be back tomorrow night. I'm going to have get into a little bit about this investigation on Russia. We're going to hear the other side of the coin, the fake side of the coin, tomorrow night. Stay out of trouble. See you tomorrow. Good night. Bye for now.
I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.